What is going on in the world of UK finance today? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Twining, in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Britain has had four finance ministers in as many months. And today, the latest one, Jeremy Hunt, will hope his new fiscal statement, brought forward by 2 weeks, will reassure the markets that, well, without putting it too simply, there is a workable plan for the economy. He's hoping his ideas, which largely junk the UK Prime Minister's previous vision of cutting tax, will appease the markets, which opened earlier for the first time since the Bank of England ended its emergency support package. Gordon Shannon is portfolio manager at 24 Asset Management.
Gilts have been rallying. If we were looking at the gilt market last year, I'd have said it was a very large move, but in comparison to the rollercoaster ride we've had over the last couple of weeks, in that context, a little bit less. So the yield on gilts, the amount that investors demand as return to lend money to the UK government, has reduced. So gilt prices have risen.
What does that mean for the health of the UK economy then?
Ultimately, the market's projections of the health of the UK economy are still very weak. We still aren't going back to the level of cost for UK government borrowing that we were at before the initial announcement of the mini budget a couple of weeks ago. Markets don't like unfunded fiscal expansions. There's ultimately a crisis of confidence in lending to the UK government. At this point, the expectation of ongoing higher borrowing costs for the UK, there's an additional hole to fill.
Gordon, is anything that is happening in the UK markets or the way the markets are reacting to the UK likely to impact the global picture?
I think from the point of view that now increased attention is being paid again to the creditworthiness of governments, and I think we'll start to see worries about where else we might see fiscal irresponsibility globally. So, for instance, Italy has a new government that's probably less experienced in interacting with its civil service. So, for me, that would be a flashpoint for the potential for spending and taxation plans to be very market unfriendly there. But undoubtedly, though, these kind of issues will be happening across the world. So it's that governments are no longer unconstrained. You know, for your listeners, if you think back to Bill Clinton's top advisor, James Carville, and he's saying it's the economy, stupid. He also said he wanted to be reincarnated as the bond market so he could intimidate everybody. Thinking about market reactions from governments was second nature then, and it no longer is.
Gordon Shannon from 24 Asset Management, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks.
And if we look at the markets in more detail, sterling's gained 1% against the dollar, and Europe's share bond and currency markets have moved higher so far, helped by the economic changes that we expect from the UK government. To Ukraine now, and the United Nations Children's Agency says the war and rising inflation have thrown 4 million children into poverty across Eastern Europe and Central Asia. The UNICEF report says this could result in a steep rise in school dropouts and infant mortality. The BBC's Lapika Pelham has more on that story.
The report paints a bleak picture of the economic consequences of the war on millions of children across 22 countries in the region. Russia accounts for nearly three quarters of the total increase in the number of impoverished children. An additional 500,000 children in Ukraine are living in poverty. The UNICEF report says children are being swept up in the war's terrible wake, and the steep rise in child poverty will result in lost lives, lost learning, and lost futures.
Lapika Pelham there. To a story of agricultural transformation now. In the West African nation of Sierra Leone, one group of women have turned around a previously unusable area of land and have started to make a profit. This is in a country where agriculture accounts for almost half of GDP, employs around 60% of the population, but with many existing as subsistence farmers. The BBC's Azizat Alaluwa has more.
It's a sunny day in Matagalema, a community in southern Sierra Leone, and a group of women are working on their farm, tilling the land and clearing more space for planting. These women have transformed previously unusable swamp land into thriving rice paddies.
When government officials came, they asked if we would be able to farm here because we were all women. I said yes, that God would help us.
The farming collective of single mothers and widows, known as the Matagalema Association, banded together in 2020 because they needed to provide for their families. After an 11-year civil war and Ebola, a lot of women became widows and many girls were forced to leave school early. Mami Action is the founder of the group.
When we started work, it was really tough for us. People used to mock us that we were wasting our time. But now when they see us transporting rice, they feel ashamed.
I am standing in a rice field. This used to be an unusable swampland, but the Matagalema women have turned all that around. They have converted 25 acres of inland valley swamps to a thriving farmland. It's labor intensive, and with the help from the World Food Program, they have gone from producing just enough food to feed themselves to a lucrative farming business.
The WFP provided training resources to the women in order to help them expand their farming business. Steve Nsumbuga, the WFP country director, says they are seeing positive results.
It's a multifaceted project that we deem puts the farmers in those areas on a very good path to self-sufficiency.
A government scheme called the Agriculture Credit Facility was founded last year. It distributes seeds and fertilizer to farmers. An agricultural bill that will enhance food security is due to be presented to Parliament later this year. The hope is that with these measures put in place, more Sierra Leoneans will become self-sufficient in the future.
Azizat Alalua there. And finally, Australia's gambling giant Star Entertainment Group has been hit with a record fine of $62 million. It's after it failed to stop money laundering at its Sydney casino. In London, I'm Sasha Twining with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.